Anyone else who has not stated your name and from where you're calling, could you please do so at this time?
Cleveland, Ohio, Charles A. Biff Sr.
Praise the Lord. Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome, Charles, to the call. Thank you so much
you.
For joining us this morning. Anyone
thank
else who'd
like
so to?
Thank you so much, Miss Candy. I appreciate you. This is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, in hot Atlanta this morning. We're extending the warmest of kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for getting everyone spiritually seated as we get ready to go forth in our call. Again, we welcome you name by name, person by person. So excited you decided to be a part of the Master's call on this tremendous Tuesday morning, where Jesus Christ is Lord, and we are just celebrating our Lord and our Savior in one mind, one spirit, and on one accord. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, Dr. Vanessa, we are just so excited that you have saw fit to be with us this morning as we break forth the Word of God, celebrating who Jesus is in our lives. And for our artist family, we know it's really all about him. So we thank each and every one of you for being on this call. I was yesterday down in Sylvania, Georgia, with the homegoing celebration of Minister Elijah Roberts. And I tell you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family really did so well. And it was such an outpouring of love, and so many people were there from all literally around the world. In her true form, I told her I was going to tell on her today, different people were giving their acknowledgments, and of course they had said only 2 minutes, and she had a nephew who was supposed to be singing a song, and he literally was just excited talking about Uncle David. And from the front row across the church, Dr. P.K. hollers out, Playboy, and the whole church bust out laughing, and he went on and sang, but it stayed an upbeat, full of love and laughter and celebration for a man who really loved Jesus Christ. And just want to let you know that continue to keep the family in prayer, but truly all is well, and we are looking forward to hearing Dr. PK's voice on the call very soon. So again, welcome to the Master's Call. And when we began this call and the vision back on October 25th of last year, I can't believe how fast the year is going, God gave us a vision. He gave us a mission and a mandate, and it was to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we just have endeavored through each and every call, each and every morning, to enrich your lives so that you feel the very presence of God, enhance, add on by pouring in what thus saith the Word of God, and by using and speaking and empowering you with His Word, we know we're strengthening you to go out and be a kingdom builder by being that minister in the marketplace. And the scripture that God gave us for this journey, for the TMC family, it can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we wanted to make sure in each and every morning we always express what the mission is, what the vision is, what God has called us to do, and give you the Word of God as the rock for our foundation. So we're so glad you're a part of the Master's Call family this morning, and we just know that the Spirit of the Lord will be on this call, has been faithful to be with us each and every morning. And for those of you who are would like to listen to a message or pass it on, we do have a website. And our website is www.themasters.wordpress.com. Again, it's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you can find literally a rich, rich archive of the messages from our very Genesis all the way up to today. Just click on the link and take, I always call it a praise break, and be empowered by the Word of God. We want you to be that evangelist to spread the word and let others know that this call does exist and the website. And for the message for just that previous day, we do have that playback number, which is 712-432-1085, and the code that you use to call in. Again, that playback number is 712-432-1085. And we also have an email address, because we know that one of our other very, very pivotal missions is to pray, is to be that hedge of protection that stands in the gap, that makes up the hedge that bombards heaven with the word of God for your prayer request. And we encourage you to email us at themasters@gmail.com. The Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you with your praise reports and prayer requests, and even just a shout out, letting us know how you are being blessed by this call. And for our artist family, that is really what God used, the tool, the vehicle, to knit our hearts together so that we would always lift up our founders, the Diaz de Leon family, and the entire leadership of Artists International, down to somebody who just joined last night, to cover us all in prayer. We have prayer warriors, and we encourage those who want to pray, who love to pray. We have a lifestyle of prayer. We welcome you to be a part of that team that literally saturates your prayer requests. And we have been excited in our journey from the many praise reports that we've received along the way. But for our artist distributors, I tell you, we're excited that the end of the month has been extended, so you still have a little time to push and press forward to make that rank and to achieve those goals that you set for yourself. We're encouraging you to go to their back office and get all the details about the end of month, all the different activities that are going on. And I've been reminding everybody in our Dallas-Fort Worth area, in Houston area, should say on the 20th of August in Houston at the Crown Plaza by the Reliant, we will be having a regional meeting, and there's one also in Toronto, Canada. So go to your back office, I think it's in Canada, and make sure you avail yourself of all of the information and the exciting things going on at Artists International. And if you are not in Artists, we encourage you to get with the person who invited you to this call and learn what all the excitement is about, or why we are so blessed by Artists International and being with a company that truly esteems and lifts up the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask Minister Candy to come back to the line. She did such a great job greeting each and every one of you this morning and giving you the opening prayer, and then we will break the bread of life and hear the word of God. Miss Candy?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Father God, we bow in your presence this morning. We come this morning to thank you as we lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you that we can talk to you, Lord God. We can share our most inner thoughts and feelings with you. We thank you that you care for us. We can call you Daddy. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank you for this daily bread we receive on the Master's Call each morning. We thank you for the privilege to pray. We thank you for hearing our prayers, and thank you for answering them. God, you are awesome, and we count it a joy to be called your sheep. We hear your voice, and we follow you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with the Master's Call. It is a means by which many of us launch our day. Thank you for giving Dr. PK the vision for it. Thank you that Dr. Vanessa heard your call and obeyed your call for her to co-host with Dr. PK. Thank you, Lord God, that your blessings are overflowing in their lives Thank you for blessing the master's call and for increasing the listeners. More and more will hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for pouring out your blessings on everybody who listens. Thank you for those who give of their time to serve the needs of the master's call each morning. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, whom through artists brought us together. Father God, we thank you for blessing them and their business mightily and continuously. We thank you for the angels that have gone before us and cleared the atmosphere and cleared the airwaves and dismantled disturbances from the frequencies this morning. Thank you that this call has been skyjacked for Jesus. Thank you that Dr. Vanessa gives voice to your word and speaks boldly and accurately with heavenly oracles this morning as she comes forth. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings that are all around us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I tell you what, we're just excited about Jesus. We're excited about this call. And I tell you that I'm excited today that we have all the way from Louisiana someone that many of you know and love who's going to help us out this month of August and is going to be speaking today. He hails from Metairie, Louisiana, and him and his ministry of Kingdom Builders is a church that truly shines the light down in that area. He has written a book, The Death of a Desperate Woman, that everybody needs to get that book and read. And whether you're a man or a female, I tell you, it'll hit you in places and challenge you in more places to get it right in God. But he is such a cutting-edge minister. I have just fallen in love with the God in him ever since he came into our lives and has been such a faithful part of the Master's Call family. And whenever I ask him to step up, he always does. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others our mouthpiece for today, Minister Chuck Brown. Pastor Brown, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. The floor is yours, sir. I am doing great and so glad to see you on the line.
Praise the Lord. So glad to be back on the line. We've had some challenges getting on the line the last few weeks, but we're glad to be back. We're continuing to lift up my mother in that great celebration of the homegoing. But I praise the Lord for Pastor Vanessa, who's just been carrying the banner and continuing to move forward in ministry. We praise God for each and every person who's on the line. Minister Candy, thank you so much for that prayer. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 is where I want to begin reading. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, go around about the city once. This thou shalt do for 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear the ark, 7 trumpets of ram's horn, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. The people shall ascend up every man straight before him. In verse 20, it reads, so the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, and every man straight before him, and they took the city. They took the city. The devil, well, let me start this way. Since March of this year, up until last Monday, a week ago, the NFL and its players were in a battle. In an attempt to control the negotiations, the owners kept the players from the bargaining table. And no matter where you stand on the issue, please note that the business was brought to a complete standstill because of the situation. This battle was called the NFL lockout. And I believe that there's someone on the line who feels like the devil has blocked your promise. He has blocked your joy. He has impeded you from walking in purpose. He's kept you from living the best life. I have a word for you. And out of verses 1 and 2, I would like to lift up this title for today. The devil tried to lock me out, but God let me in. The devil tried to lock me out, but God let me in. The text that we're reading illustrates the nation of Israel at a crossroad. The Lord promised their ancestor Abraham that his seed would dwell in the land in a very particular place, they would possess a very specific territory. They didn't have to guess what it was. God told them the exact location of the promise. See, God is so bad until he'll tell you where you're going to end up while you're yet in an inconvenient place. And God will show you your home while you're yet staying with someone. He'll show you your promotion in your first day on your job. He'll show you married before you're even in a meaningful relationship with anyone. He'll show you your family saved while they're still in messy situations. Since he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, God is able to give us a glimpse of our future. And then he tells us to follow instructions so that we can end up in the place that he showed us. That's just how he is. He orders our steps and he orders our stops because of the destiny that he's bringing us to. There is a place of promise waiting for you. They have to go through many places to get to that place. And that's so important for you to grasp, because if where you are is not the place that God promised you, you have to know that you won't be there always. They had to go through Egypt, and they had to endure the wilderness. And then they come to the Jordan River, across which is the land that God promised them years ago. And they cross the Jordan, and their first encounter with the promise lies beyond the locked walls of Jericho. They endured years of persecution in Egypt and years of uncertainty in the wilderness, only to find that their promise was locked up. Yeah, they made it to their promise, but was locked out of it. And that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to lock you out. But I'm so grateful that God will let me in. I want to give you several points today, several principles that you need to know if you ever find yourself locked out of your place of promise. Number one, determine that you will only take what's necessary into the next season with you. Determine that you will only take what's necessary into the next season with you. Listen, throughout the lockout, no business was allowed. No one could be signed to a team. No one could be traded from one team to another. The problem with that is that you're forced to hold on to people you know you won't need on your roster next season. I'm not quite sure how to tell you this, but there are some people who have been rocking with you for years who you don't need to bring with you to the next season. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there are some folk who, if you take them to the next level with you, will bring you back down to the level you just came from. They may have worked out well last season. They may have done a fair job last season, but if I take them with me into this new season, they'll sabotage my progress. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that they are not good people. They just don't fit the program for my next season. The devil wants you to keep stuff with you from your past and bring them forward with you. I have enough scars. I don't need any mementos from Egypt. I don't need old love letters and old teddy bears that remind me of who I was. If it doesn't meet the profile or fit the profile of where I'm going, then I don't need it. If it keeps reminding me of an old flame that I got delivered from, I don't need it. If it's an album that reminds me of the old me, I don't need it. Moses in Joshua chapter 1, the Bible says, God is talking to Joshua. He says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses represents last season. He was good for me then. He got me out of Egypt. He brought me through the wilderness, but he couldn't go with me into my promise. Listen, I appreciate what you're doing for me. You gave me rides. You looked out for me. You helped me with the last phase of my life. I just know that anyone who is going to hold me down or move too slow can't go with me where I'm going next. It's not just bad for me, but it's unfair to you because I ain't sleeping in the next season. I got work to do. I got things to accomplish, and I don't have time for excuses. I don't need cowards on my team because we're going to have to fight. I won't need sluggish folk because they'll just hold me back. And it ain't just other folk. I can't take old mindsets with me to this new place because my old thoughts would keep replaying the last season. I can't allow old habits on the team because if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'll keep getting what I got back then. So I can't allow the lockout to keep me from getting rid of old habits, old issues, old trials, old hurts, and old pains. Here's number two. Always remember the leverage you have. Always remember the leverage you have. Another issue with the lockout was that the players underestimated the power that they had. The team owners locked the players out because they knew that after a while the players would give in when those paychecks stopped coming. But the truth is. Nobody watches football for the owners. We watch football to watch the players. When the devil tries to lock you out, we watch it for the players, but the players didn't realize how much power they had. But listen, when the devil tries to lock you out, he's testing you to see if you know who you are. Last week at my church, I preached on this from the subject Limitless, and we talked about how God has given us limitless power and potential, yet many believers continue to live under the constraints and restraints of the enemy. Don't get it twisted. The devil has some power, y'all. He's the small G-O-D of this world. He's the prince of the air. That's why he can do certain things to you. He can aggravate you. He can frustrate you. He can bring sickness to you. However, having some power isn't the same as having all power. The devil has limited power. Depending on where you are in life determines the amount of power you have in your life. Unless you own your own business, you have a limited amount of power at work because you're not the ultimate authority at your job. But when you get home, your level of authority increases, and so does your power. You can make certain demands at home that you can't make at work. Your children don't recognize just your power per se. They respond because they recognize your authority. On your job, you respond because you recognize the authority of your supervisor or boss. They put their clothes on just like you, and they're flesh and blood just like you, but your recognition of their authority causes you to move when they say to do so. You submit to deadlines and so forth. But I need you to understand that 1 John, it tells us that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You have the upper hand on the devil. Although he has some power, he doesn't have authority. That is to say, he has ability, but he does not have authority. So he has the ability to make you sick, but he does not have the authority to keep you sick. He has the ability to mess up with your finances, but he doesn't have the authority to keep your finances jacked up. He has the ability to place thoughts in your mind, but he does not have the authority to keep my mind messed up. When you have to deal with the devil, deal with him from a place of authority. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You have the upper hand because of who you're connected to. You have the upper hand, not because of your ability, but because you're hooked up with the greater one. The devil knows it, but he does not have to respond to you until you know who you are. Here's number three. Never bargain with the devil. The definition of a lockout, as I hasten to a close, is the exclusion of employees by the employer from the place of work until certain terms are agreed to. Basically, the only way the lockout would win or end was if the players agreed with the owner's terms. Let me make this very clear. When the devil tries to lock you out, never, ever agree to bargain with him, Lord. I don't know about you, but I refuse to negotiate what already belongs to me. I'm not compromising on my healing. It already belongs to me. I'm not compromising on my deliverance. It already belongs to me. I'm not compromising on my breakthrough and my miracle or my sanity or my peace or my hope or my destiny or my tomorrow because it's already mine. We're not coming to terms about my victory. It's already mine. It belongs to me already. What I look like negotiating for my own stuff. The devil is a liar. It belongs to me, and I'm coming for my stuff. When they got to Jericho, Joshua was told by God that whatever land he stepped on and wherever he placed his feet, God has given it to him. I'm not sure if y'all getting what I'm saying. God said, I have given you wherever the sole of your feet will step on. I'm an author, and in writing, you're not supposed to switch tense, but yet God says that he has given us whatever we will step out on. It's yours already, but you have to step out in order to claim it. Some folk will never get what is already theirs because they are either too lazy or too scared to step out and get it. This is the reason why Joshua had his swag like he did, because when he got to Jericho and saw that he was locked, it was locked, in essence he was locked out, he approached it like he was going in. In fact, the citizens saw them coming and they got scared. The devil is so afraid of the power and authority that you're coming in that instead of coming at you head on, he'll lock certain doors and close certain opportunities. But Joshua never negotiated. He never bargained. He didn't punk out and say, Lord, you know, if it's your will, give us the city, or, you know, if it's for me, it'll happen. No, he stood his ground and said, this is our city. This is our land. This is what God promised us. I'm not talking about it no more. I'm not crying about it no more. I ain't tripping about it no more. It's mine, and I'm going to get what God says belongs to me. God then told Joshua to march around the walls once a day for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, walk around seven times. I said, Lord, why did didn't you just circumvent all that and just knock the walls down? And God told me to go back to earlier to the lockout. This is going to bless you. Oh, Lord, I'm running out of time, but this is going to bless you. Remember the teams and the players, they couldn't conduct normal activities during the lockout. But Drew Brees, he did something that we all need to learn from. While everyone else who was locked out were chilling, Drew called for his teammates to meet him at a stadium to practice. While everybody else was waiting for the lockout to end, Drew was making sure that he and his receivers were on the same page. While everybody else were acting like they were on vacation, the Saints were working out. They were acting like there was no lockout. They went on with business as usual. What God wanted me to see was that he had them marching around the wall so that they can get used to walking around in their promise. Hallelujah. It kind of reminds me of the situation that I'm in right now. God wanted me to get in my building so that we could get used to it. And once we got into it, we had to continue to work on it and lay claim to it. Listen, they kept walking, getting used to the layout of the land. The people in the city laughing at them, but they kept marching. They kept marching. Yeah, there are some people on the other side who don't understand why you haven't quit yet, why you haven't thrown in a towel, but I'm acting how I'm going to act when I do get it. You have to keep doing what you would be doing as if you were already in your promise. Keep praising how you would praise if things were normal. Keep worshiping how you would worship if things were normal. The devil has been trying to lock you out of your peace, been trying to lock you out of your joy, but I got news for the devil. You can slow me down, but you can't lock me out. You can put obstacles in my way and hinder me, but you can't lock me out, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Then on the seventh day, oh, Pastor Vanessa, just give me two more minutes. On the seventh
go
day,
for
I
go for it,
time,
go for it, go for it.
Them to shout, because God had given them the city. Too many people are too reserved. If they hadn't shouted, the walls would have remained. If they hadn't shouted, the struggle would still be there. But when they shouted, the walls came tumbling down. What I'm trying to tell you is that the devil can't keep a praiser locked out. My praise opens doors. My praise brings opportunities. My praise shifts laws. My praise releases favor. My praise knocks down walls. My praise breaks through barriers. Yes, it does. Devil, you can't lock me out. And here's the final thing that you got to get as I give this call back over. Remember that you're in the NFL. You're in the NFL. You got to get this in your spirit. You're in the NFL. What industry had the lockout? It was the NFL, the National Football League. And I said, God, what are you trying to tell me? He said, I need my people to understand that they're in the NFL. He said, they got to understand that I'm in the NFL. This gonna bless somebody. The NFL stands for not for long. Hallelujah. I'm locked out, but not for long. I'm sick, but not for long. I'm struggling financially, but not for long. My home wreck is my home life is a wreck, but not for long. I won't be here always. I won't struggle much longer. Devil, you can lock me out, but I won't be locked out for long. I'm going into my place of promise and my place of victory. God bless you, Pastor V.
Preach, preach, preaching man. What a word. The devil trying to lock me out, but God let me in. I tell you, you brought that in. And I'm just sitting here rejoicing, my hand lifted up, saying, thank you, Jesus, not for long. Many of us are walking through some valleys, walking through some challenges, walking through some issues. But I tell you, that NFL, hold on to the not for long ministry, because God made us some promises, a powerful word. First, it determined that you will only take what is necessary into the next season. Secondly, he taught us, always remember the leverage you have. We have the ability and the authority. The devil only has the ability, but no authority. And thirdly, never bargain with the devil about what you already have, that what belongs to you. Powerful, powerful words, Pastor Chuck, and we look forward to the overflow of even more tomorrow. Come on, Tiffany, close us out in prayer. Lift up our prayer requests, and we'll take it on into the house today. What a rich word. Tiffany, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Vanessa, I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Woo, glory to God. Let us go and bow to our Father in prayer. Most glorious and gracious Father, we thank you, Father, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the word that you sent to us this morning. NFL, Lord, you said not for long. So, Father God, for every prayer petition for healing, for sickness, Father God, we know that it will not be for long, Father God, for every spiritual breakthrough, Father God, manifest. ask it right now, Father God, for your word said that it would not be broken, Father God, for long, Father God. So we ask right now, Father God, that you would remove all doubt, Father. Remove all fear, Father God. We ask for healing. We claim healing right now in the name of Jesus for everyone who needs a financial breakthrough. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for your word declares that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, for we are more than conquerors through you. So we love you, Lord, today. We thank you. We thank you for Artists International. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for Dr. Joyce Lynn Henderson, for Dr. Walter Henderson, for Pastor Chuck, Father God, for Gwen Beatty, for Lanika Scott, Father God. Bless them mightily, Father God. Take them to higher heights for every intercessor on this prayer line. Bless them and take them to higher heights for every TMC listener, Father God. Bless them and take them to higher heights. We give this day to you, oh God. We surrender to you, Father God, that our will line up your will, Father God, and it shall not be for long. Bless your name, Jesus, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray and we fill this call with the anointing. It is now and forevermore. In your name we pray these things. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for sealing that awesome word and for covering our prayer requests. Pastor Chuck, I tell you, you always have a rich word in your belly. And I love that. You know I'm going to give you credit the first time, but you know I'm going to have to go and take and use that NFL. Oh, that's awesome. Not for long. What a rich word. That all of us, we heard about the lockout, and just know whatever spiritual bars that the enemy has tried to put up in your life, see yourself set free today in Jesus' name. We so love and esteem you and appreciate you, Pastor Chuck, for being part of our TMC family. And to Minister Candy, thank you for opening up the portals of heaven and commanding the morning so that that word went forth freely and greeting the people as they came. So again, to each and every one of you on the line today, we praise God for you and the God in you. And we are so excited about Jesus as we say each and every day as we end this call. Now you go out and submit and obey the call of the Master on your life. Be that kingdom builder and at most be his minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome day in God, and we'll look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow as we enjoy even more of what God is going to speak through, flow through, minister through Pastor Chuck to us. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.